Welcome to Crystal Clear Finances, where we believe finances can be confusing, but you don't have to face them alone, and you can have confidence for every financial decision. My name is George Amador. I am a CFP here at Crystal Clear Finances, and Crystal has done a few radio episodes and some YouTube videos solo over the last few weeks. Thought it'd be great to get back on here and talk a little bit more from what I'm seeing in our perspective as a whole team. And it's always great to be here, and I'm so blessed to be involved in doing this. So thank you so much for joining me this week. And I was thinking back over almost this entire year. I can't believe we're in the middle of November already. And I've been thinking about this whole year and what's happening and in our year, and maybe not the smoothest ride we all thought we were going to have in 2021, but still a pretty good year all around. And, you know, we're looking at the world of investments. And as we start to look ahead and think about where we have come this year and where we're going, there may still be some bumps in the road. And I want to talk a little bit about some of those today, but also just really discussing, you know, kind of where we're at. And, you know, I think when I look at where we've been and where we're at, and some of the concern that was there at the beginning of the year till now, and maybe some concern that's still coming up, I think a lot of times I'm always, you know, questioning, what's the plan, right? Do I have a plan? Do you have a plan? And I think that that's really what the importance of the conversation, the episode is about today, is understanding, you know, with concern, and there is concern out there today, where we're heading in the future. My question is, do you have a plan for it, right? Do you have a plan, not just a financial plan, which I do think is important, but a plan for life, a plan for your family, a plan for your future, where things are going. We obviously know that the steps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord, but we want to be able to make sure that we're understanding where he's leading and guiding us and where we are headed in the future. And so I get to have an amazing conversation today around the topic of the plan. What does a plan look like? I want to address some concerns around investments, and as well as talk through some other, maybe some red flags that are being brought up in the media every day and the news, and kind of talk through some of those. So join me today in kind of walking through some of these things. You know, I was talking to a client just a few days back, and we were really going through, you know, their overall financial plan. And the question became, hey, what do you think about inflation? This is a very, very common question that I'm getting a lot right now. George, what do you think about inflation, right? And I have said this, if you've ever met with me, you know, and Crystal and I talk all the time about, you know, inflation is something we have to plan for. We have politicians on both sides of the aisle who spend money. So it doesn't really matter your political affiliation. People spend money and politicians spend money, and us taxpayers have to foot the bill on a lot of those things. And inflation is certainly something that is a very powerful and popular topic right now. And I said, well, to be honest, client, all of our plans have inflation built in. We definitely need to consider that. And I think any financial plan has to. And so we started talking, you know, what do you think about government spending and taxes and where things are going, where we're headed? And he made a comment, I really think inflation is going to, you know, increase quite a bit. And I said, you know, I do think that in the increase in inflation is probably coming. We're seeing government spending going up. But ultimately, we can have a plan for that. And so we started talking about what to do with our money as it pertains to inflation. It's the first part of what I want to talk about today. And I was talking about how we need to make sure that our money is growing with at least, or it's keeping pace at least with inflation, so that way we don't have to worry as much about it. And what I mean by that is this: if we don't, for those of you who may not know, inflation, right, is the deterioration of the value of our dollars. We know that my dollar that I have in my hand today is my most valuable dollar. Well, why is that? It's because I can buy the most with it right now. And I have the opportunity to invest that dollar and make me something. So if I know that inflation may decrease the value of my dollar in the future, I need to be able to use that most valuable dollar right now to grow, to compound, and to use for me later on. And so we started talking about, at a basic component of a financial plan, I want as much as possible for our money to at least be keeping pace with inflation. Now, I'm not talking necessarily about just the world of investments. I do believe that investments are a great place to hedge against inflation. I do believe that the stock market can beat inflation. It's not guaranteed to, but certainly has in the past. And I think will in the future, but the stock market's not guaranteed to increase. So, yeah, ups and downs of the market will change every single day. So we can't put 100% of our money in the stock market or the bond market. We can't put 100% of our money in cash or life insurance or any area of the financial plan. We have to have a diversified approach. However, I do believe that our cash should be, as much as possible, should be keeping pace with inflation. And as inflation starts to increase, well, then we need to start looking at, if it's going to do that, where are we going to be able to park our money to earn us 3, 4, 5% compound interest every single year? So we started talking about that as part of the plan, right? We say, okay, a concern is inflation. Okay, so let's address that concern. Let's make sure that our cash is earning at least or keeping pace with the inflation rate. We are seeing inflation rates quoted all over the place. I know if you go online and do a Google search of this stuff, you're going to see many different things, but we really have to understand that there's inflation in many different areas. For sake of time and detail today, I won't go all into that right now. You can certainly give us a call and we can talk through it. But we do have to understand, right, that our money cannot just sit in a bank account earning us nothing, because inflation alone will eat at that value. And if I left the money sitting in cash in my bank account, my savings account, my checking account in 10, 20 years from now, unless banks decide to change interest rates, we're not really going to see the value of our money. In fact, that cash will be less value later. So I have to find an alternative to inflation. And one of the places that we are using right now that has been a big help to basically hedge against inflation, again, cash, this is not the world of investments right now, is actually permanent life insurance. Permanent life insurance, in particular, whole life insurance, is an area where the cash value of certain life insurance policies with certain carriers, certain insurance companies, can earn you more than inflation. I have seen life insurance policies 3 to 5% per year compound interest. And so when we talk about inflation as a concern, we don't necessarily have to just look at putting all of our money subject to risk in the stock market. We could potentially exhaust the option of permanent life insurance. Could be an option for an individual. Why is that? It's because when we add money to our permanent life insurance policies, when done the right way, which is a big asterisk, we have to do it the right way with the right companies, we are able to earn a growth rate in our insurance policies that is better than inflation. We have seen that to be the case in the past. Now, not going to sit here and guarantee everything for everybody. Obviously, it's always different person to person, but we can look at this as a viable option. It's very, very doable in terms of when we look at the makeup of permanent life insurance. We know that there's obviously death benefit we're paying for. We know we're paying a premium to have protection. But the nice thing about, in particular, whole life insurance right now, it can work in other areas like variable or universal, but you know, permanent whole life insurance, when you have high cash value, high dividend paying insurance, you certainly can see a growth on your money that is better than, or at least keeping pace with, inflation. I think if you have tons of cash in the bank sitting somewhere and you're worried about that value going down, this may be an area that we should look at. We can look at adding money and having a growth area of our policy. Now, again, has to make sense for everyone. We have to run the numbers. All of that needs to make sense for you. But if it is something to where we can use this, we can add a dollar amount on an annual basis, part of our premium that we can pay into a interest-bearing, cash account that I'm able to grow my money by at least inflation. Now, it's nice because there's really virtually no risk associated. The cash value is in a life insurance policy, is not like stocks in the stock market. We're not going to see, you know, these high highs and low lows, the volatility. There is no volatility in this case. And really, we're using this, again, as an area where we're addressing concern. As part of the plan for an individual, it may be wise to look at life insurance as a great area. You know, other places that I think too can work is in the risk arena, is in the stock market, in the bond market. There are certainly different areas of investments that we can use that can earn us more than inflation, but again, not guaranteed. And so it depends on the level of risk you're willing to take. As an investor, as an individual, anytime we want reward, we know that there's risk involved. And so if I want to take on a higher reward, if I'm looking for a higher reward, it costs me a greater level of risk. And so in the world of let's hedge inflation, I don't mind stocks and bonds. I don't mind mutual funds. I don't mind an appropriate investment strategy. We use that every day here at Crystal Clear Finances. But we can also look at other alternatives, and some food for thought today is maybe we look in the arena of permanent life insurance, where I may be able to get 3-5% compound interest in this account each and every year. And if that was to be the case, then we are able to hedge against inflation, a good place to go without taking on the risks of the market. So one thing that I did want to talk about was really the rise in that, and where can we hedge against inflation? We don't just have to look at stocks and bonds. I know a lot of people will also talk about gold or precious metals. Commodities could be another hedge. They certainly can be. Again, in the world of investments, you just always have to remember that anytime I'm looking for reward, I'm taking on a risk. And if we're talking about any sector of the market, whether commodities, gold, precious metals, even stocks and bonds, there is a level of risk associated. It could go down. And so as much as we can over the years statistically outpace inflation, we do have to make sure that in this year, next year, whenever it may be, there's also the understanding that the value of my investment could go down when we talk about stocks and bonds, which is why I bring up something like permanent life insurance as an option to hedge, because this could definitely be an area for you that you use. Again, it's got to make sense. It doesn't work for every single person, but give us a call, 518-433-7181. Myself, Crystal, and our team here at Crystal Clear Finances would be more than happy to run you through some illustrations. Does it work for you? Does it not? Something that may be a viable option, I will say. It does tend to be positive for individuals who have cash in the bank, wanting to get that money, using that money for something other than our savings accounts, which are earning us point nothing right now. This is a great place to look and can be an option for you. So certainly something that we can look at. We're going to go ahead and take a break here in a moment. When we get back from the break, I do still want to talk a little bit about the world of investments. I know over the last few episodes, we've talked about a few different things. Last week was great understanding our why. So I want to hit on that a little bit. Let's go ahead and take a 60-second break, and we will be back with more Crystal Clear Finances.
The world is changing, and what worked before with finances may not work now. This is Crystal Langdon with today's financial gem. With economic, political, and global changes happening daily, it's easy to make reactional decisions or choose to ignore finances altogether. Neither one is a good idea. Working with a faith-based financial planner who understands finances and the shifting dynamics of our economy can provide you the direction and confidence needed to navigate the daily financial changes. Call Crystal Clear Finances at 518-433-7181 and gain confidence for every financial decision.
And we're back with more Crystal Clear Finances. My name is George Amador. I am a team member here, a certified financial planner with the Crystal Clear Finances team. Thank you so much for joining me today. I am a little bummed that I'm here just by myself. I love the conversations with Crystal, but this is how the schedule worked today. And we're so happy that we're still able to be with you. Crystal always sends her love to all of her listeners. And so we were talking just before the break about inflation. We talked about that being a big concern. You know, as we start to put a plan together, we want to make sure that we're understanding what are some of the concerns that are coming up in the future. That is one that we're getting all the time. Hey, what about inflation? As I mentioned before the break, we are looking at alternatives for cash, alternatives for you to use that can either keep pace with inflation or outperform inflation. And outside of the stocks and bonds, which carry risk, there is another alternative out there. In particular, permanent life insurance, whole life insurance can be an option, or we're still growing our money when it's done the right way, when we're putting our money in the appropriate way to life insurance. I do need to say that, because sometimes, and I have seen instances where life insurance is not used in the best way, or the policy itself wasn't set up the most appropriate way. And then we don't get to see all of the growth, or we don't get to use all of our money to hedge inflation or build cash value. So again, it does have to be done right. You can't just call someone and say, hey, I want whole life insurance. Well, to an insurance agent, that is music to their ears. But we have to make sure that you're using it for the right reasons. It's appropriate for you. It makes sense, and it does grow for you. So if that is something you're interested in, give us a call, 518-433-7181. Would love to chat. So we were mentioning at the beginning of the show, I was talking with a client of ours, and we were just addressing different things, right? They're addressing different concerns. And that's pretty popular right now. You know, there's unknowns. And going into 2022, there will be some unknowns, midterm election year, so that's always an unknown. And then we always have certain things that pop up, government spending, taxes, various different things. And so, you know, I always like to say, when there are concerns, what's your plan? We as financial planners want to build a plan that can demonstrate a solid plan of action moving forward. It can demonstrate a solid plan against certain concerns. And so something coming up, whether it's taxes, whether it's investment market risk, volatility, whether it's inflation, whether it just may be something more on a personal level. It doesn't have to be these huge things. Maybe for you, it's I need to sell my house and we're relocating, or my parents are sick, I'm taking care of them. These are different concerns that pop up that can be more on a personal level. And the idea comes back to, well, what's the plan? I encourage you to speak with us about your financial plan. Again, I work with people all the time, don't necessarily have to manage your money to be a client at Crystal Clear Finances. Some people hire us to do retirement planning, to do transition planning, to review their estate plan, to look at their insurance and investments and make sure that they're doing everything as efficiently as possible. So when we start to talk about, you know, various different levels of concern, again, I always go back to that. Do you have a plan in place? And so a plan in place looks different for different people, but we do know that we have to have safe money that's easily accessible, that's growing with compound interest, that's tax-free. We do need to have risk money or investment money that is growing at a higher pace, but is subject to risk, so we take calculated risk. And we do know we need to have a level of protection in place, so that way if something happens, if I'm sick, I'm out of work, disabled, God forbid, pass away, that my tanks are refilled, my green tanks, my yellow tanks, my savings money, my investment money, my various different areas. Those of you who have listened for a while know what I'm talking about. On our YouTube page, you can see all of the illustrations that we do. And so we're really looking for a diversified approach to the plan. We don't just talk diversity with investments, although that is important. We want to make sure that our money is in various different arenas so that way we can use it most appropriately. So we talked about the inflation concern. Well, another concern that is coming up a lot, and I know we've talked about this quite a bit over the last year, but still always the case, is, well, where are the markets going to go, George? These markets keep going up. And I had an individual call me up recently and say, kind of help me make sense of some of this stuff, because the market's going up. But at the end of the day, I know that there's concern out there, and I don't really make sense of it all. And so, you know, again, I am not here to tell the future. I am not here to look into a crystal ball. That is not what we do by any means. However, I do want to address some of those things. And again, I think it goes back to the formulation of your plan. When you have money separated out into various different arenas, whether it's safe money, investment, or risky money, whether it's protection, whether you use annuities, whether you use Roth accounts, 401ks, whether you use savings accounts, whether you use life insurance, the world of finance is very vast. And there's never a one-size-fits-all answer. If there was, we would all talk about the same exact thing every single day and just use X, Y, and Z. However, it doesn't work that way. We know that a plan is personal, right? It's called personal finance. And so when we look at it, we really have to understand that spreading our money out matters, because if the markets do start to get volatile, and we start to see the bumpy rides, which we could see in the future, and we have seen even in 2021. You know, 2021 had a few bumps along the way. We do have to understand that with my money spread out in various areas, I'm much less concerned about the volatility of the market because I have money elsewhere. Now, I don't think you need to shy away from the market. I think people can absolutely embrace the stock market and use it, but it has to be appropriate. It has to be the appropriate level of risk, has to be the appropriate level of dollar amount that you're comfortable with putting into an investment that you can use for the long term. You know, my strategy, and I've said this on the program before, it's on YouTube, and we, Crystal and I talk about this a lot, is the strategy in investments that is the buy, hold, rebalance approach. I think that also helps and eliminates some of the concern with market volatility. Because if I am purchasing an investment, if I'm buying a stock or a bond, my intent is to hold it for a long period of time. When I say long term, I'm talking, you know, 10, 15, 20 years. Now, doesn't mean that you can't invest if it's a smaller time frame than that. We have people invest for a couple of years, 5 years, 6 years, 2 years, whatever it may be. But the intention behind the investment is buy, hold, and rebalance. We want to be able to purchase something that we're convicted about, purchase something that we understand that we can see the value of. We're going to hold that for a long period of time. Again, long period, 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 years. We want to hold investments for a long term and then periodically rebalance when needed. And so the rebalancing is important. The rebalancing is why talking to individuals like myself, Crystal, the team here at CCF is really important, because we want to be able to work on and work with you on what the rebalance structure needs to be. When is it appropriate to do that? When are you adding money, taking money out? That's where it's personal. Everyone's different. But we do need to be able to set a plan where there's buy, hold, and rebalance. So number one, diversifying our money across many different arenas: insurance, safety, cash, investments, stocks, bonds, all of the different arenas. Number one, helps eliminate some of the scare with market volatility. But then also the buy, hold, and rebalance, longer term approach. If I'm not trying to time the market, which I don't recommend anybody try to do, then I'm not concerned so much about the volatility. I still do have to address it. And we still have to have portfolios for everyone, all different risk levels. But I don't have to be as concerned about, if I have all of my money in my 401k or my IRA, I have to be much more concerned about the stock market than if I have my money spread out. And if I'm holding it long term, we can wait for those rebalances, wait for those rebounds in the market to come back. And that's the last thing that I do want to address. You know, everybody asks me all the time, well, where do I fit in? A lot of people ask me, how do I compare to others? You know, George, in your experience, how do you think I'm doing versus, you know, people out there? And I think it's hard to answer that question, because everybody is so different in their definition of money, what they think money can do for them, but also what they're trying to accomplish. And so at Crystal Clear Finances, we have investment portfolios that range all over the spectrum, from very conservative investments to very aggressive investments and everything in between. And I think that's really important to understand, because each person is very different. And we do not bring somebody in or sit down with them and say, hey, we're just going to use this, or and everyone's going to be in this, or we're going to use that, or everyone's going to be in that. It's not, again, a one-size-fits-all answer. And so we have to be very intentional as first of all, fiduciaries. Crystal and I, both CFPs, both fiduciaries. Your best interest is always above ours. We want to make sure that the money is invested or managed, or the plan that's set forth is appropriate based on the level of risk you want to take. Always remember, the reward that I'm after costs the amount of risk I'm willing to take. And so for individuals who want the high, high rewards, we have to take on a higher level of risk. For individuals who want safety, well, we don't need as much risk in the plan or the portfolio. So we have portfolios that vary across the board. And I think that's, again, really important. When you come in and sit down, we get to know each other. We understand, okay, what are you thinking about? What are your goals, your aspirations? When we do a retirement projection, for instance, we're saying, hey, what are your needs, your wants, your wishes? Again, I mentioned at the beginning of the program, what's your why? Why are you here today? Why have you sat down and talked to me? What are the things that you want to accomplish? What's a win, right? What are the things, your goals and aspirations? I tell a lot of people, the relationship is like a football team. If I can use sports as an analogy for a moment, you're the head coach and I'm the quarterback. The head coach has the playbook. The head coach calls the plays. The head coach knows what it takes to go down the field, score a touchdown, and win the game. And the quarterback is on the field executing that play. They can read the defense. They can see, is it a run play? Is it a pass play? Who's open? Where do we go? How do I progress down the field? And that's the relationship that you have here at Crystal Clear Finances. We want to see your playbook. What do you want to accomplish? So that way you can score a touchdown, win, and have the plan in place. And I'm here to help execute that plan. Hey, have you thought about this? What if we change the play to something like this? What if we utilize this strategy a little bit more and that strategy a little bit less? We go through those things to help execute that play because we want you to win all the time. That's why we're here. I love coming into a meeting after having a client 5, 6, 7 years. We got to see what we've accomplished from day one all the way now. And we're sitting there going, look at what we've done. Look at how far we've come. And it's really important that the plan is there. So I love what Crystal said last week. Understand your why. Understand what's important and why we're doing what we're doing. And if I can piggyback off that for my last 2 minutes here, it's really, I think a lot of the why comes from the plan that's in place. Well, I'm doing this because the plan is set because of this, right? I can ask my clients, well, why do you want this? Well, I want it because of this and that. So they can sit there and say to me, George, well, why do you want to do it that way? Well, I want to do it that way because I know that it's going to accomplish X, Y, and Z. And so we would love to sit down and chat with you. Again, there are a lot of concerns coming out there right now. And if you turn the news on, like we've seen for the last year plus, you know, there's a lot of negativity. There's a lot of stuff that's happening out there. Understanding that there is concern just really is a cause for you to have a better plan. If you don't have a plan, give us a call. If you don't know where to begin, give us a call. We can sit down and say, okay, let's just assess where you're at and see what the best course of action is moving forward. Wherever you're at in any walk of life, just starting out, getting ready to retire, you own a business, you're anywhere in between. We want to sit down and speak with you to say, hey, this is where we think you can go. Here's something to think about. Here's an efficient strategy. Perfect example. You want to hedge inflation? Maybe permanent life insurance is a great option for you. Maybe stocks and bonds. Have you considered Roth accounts? Have you considered pre-tax accounts? Have you considered different things? I'm just throwing out a lot of examples, really, to just say coming and sitting down helps establish that plan. So you can look at the playbook and go, all right, we're going to score a touchdown. We're going to be able to win with the right plan associated. Well, I'm looking at the time. I can't believe how fast it goes each and every week. Thank you so much for joining me. Next week, Crystal will be back, and the two of us, the dynamic duo of Crystal Clear Finances, will be back on the radio. We're so excited for that. And our the YouTube episodes will be up as well on our YouTube page. We are so excited to get back into that. And we're excited for the rest of the year. Close this year out strong. Get a plan in place for now and next year to say, hey, this is where we're at. This is where we're going. Holiday season is going to come really fast. We're going to get through Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, and it's going to be January, February. We're going to go, wow, how did that fly by? So take a moment, give us a call, 518-433-7181, where we can sit down so that way we can take the complexity. We can take some of the unknown out of the conversation. We can provide confidence and clarity for every financial decision. Thank you so much for joining me today. Join us next week as we talk more in Crystal Clear Finances. God bless.
This program is for educational purposes only. We understand that finances are complex. Facing them alone causes stress, resulting in wrong choices, missing out on opportunities, and having to settle for a lower standard of living. At Crystal Clear Finances, our team approach focuses on providing clarity and confidence so you can make the right financial decisions.
Investment advisory services offered through AlphaStar Capital Management, LLC. AlphaStar Capital Management, LLC, and Crystal Clear Finances are separate entities.